Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
It's time for Op die kassie, and if you just tuned in today, we're speaking all things food. Yes, you know I'm a self-proclaimed foodie, and I've got some good news for you in the South African culinary TV world, because MasterChef South Africa is moving to ETV with rebroadcast on eReality and eExtra, reaching a wider audience than ever before. Now, season 6 is expected to air Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. starting in early 2026, and entries close 16 October. So make sure that you enter for MasterChef South Africa. Now, what makes this show exciting is that the show is explicitly seeking a greater diversity of contestants. You know, people who speak any of our 11 official languages, who bring the many tastes and traditions of our heritage to the table. Now, but before we get into that, we have an amazing guest on the other side of the line, a perfect example of what MasterChef can do, not only for winners, but for all who participate. Now, let's welcome Teboho, of course, on the other side, a former contestant who many fell in love with. Many people fell in love with this guy, whose journey shows how much beyond winning this show can catalyze. Welcome, Tebs. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good. And how are you?
Absolutely ecstatic. Listen, my mouth is like watering right now, just thinking about the new season that's about to come up. And, you know, I'm a self-proclaimed foodie. But tell me, how did your love of food begin? Because I understand you grew up in Hillbrow. How did that shape who you are in the kitchen today?
Yes, I did grow up in Hillbrow, raised by my grandmother and mom. And I think that's where my love for cooking started. I used to go grocery shopping with my grandmother, and we went to the local markets. And I think for me, the love for fresh produce, the love for food started there, just seeing my grandmother make amazing meals on a Sunday for Sunday lunch. And the thing is, when I was growing up in Hillbrow, I grew up just before things just started going down. So I grew up seeing your Fontana rotisserie chicken, and one day I want to make food like this. I grew up with quite a lot of deli shops still around in Hillbrow, where wow, we bought nice meats from, I remember there was a Portuguese butchery just around the corner from where I grew up, where we'd get our meats. Like, being exposed to such made me love and really appreciate food and really have the passion to make amazing meals.
Meals, yes, absolutely amazing to hear that. So you started as a barista. Tell us about that leap and what running a cafe taught you. Then also, I understand you have a background in martial arts. What does that discipline bring into how you cook and approach challenges?
Yeah, man. I'll first answer your question about my cafe. I named it Hillbrewed, paying homage to my story of growing up in Hillbrow. Mm-hmm. And that was 2019, and that I was like, 24 when I opened my first coffee shop. And the thing is, I learned how to make coffee myself, and I took that as my pride, because I wanted to change the narrative about my hood, change the narrative about Hillbrow, and change the narrative about people that come from Hillbrow. So that for me played a very significant role. And I've been doing martial arts for the past 20 years, 3 times kickboxing South African champ. I got my black belt after 20 years last year.
So no one can mess with you.
Well, I can give you a bit of a disclaimer that if you mess with me, you might lose a few teeth. But yeah, that carried through to my way of cooking.
You competed in season 5, as many of us know, but many viewers, yeah, including me, thought that you might win. What was
I thought so too.
What was the single moment or challenge that you still look back on with big lessons? You know, was it worth it entering MasterChef? Do you have any regrets though?
No, man, I have zero regrets. In fact, I'm actually glad that I entered because I got to be on a global stage inside the MasterChef kitchen, imagine. And I think the last challenge that I had on MasterChef, the one that knocked me out preparing potatoes in an air fryer, I had never used an air fryer. So when I saw it, I think, again, you see the thing that you're afraid of and that you don't like, then all of a sudden it's like, oh no. And it's like, I'm facing this thing that I really, really, really don't like. And I think my approach to that challenge kind of like was my downfall. But again, meeting amazing chefs or amazing contestants, yeah, who at the moment are one of my best friends.
Tell me, Tibbs, which of those dishes was your, you know, proudest moment that you can say this was the one on the show that I was the most proudest of?
I think for me, the meal that stood out for me and it's a challenge that I won, fused my two worlds together, which is fashion, being a model for the past 15 years or 10 years. It was that one challenge that fused. We had the challenge to recreate a dish inspired by a garment worn by a model. And for me, that kind of like took me as a surprise. And I was actually quite happy to see that I recreated on a plate a dress which was designed by Mzuki Zimbani. And it was a oyster. So I made an oyster dish. And I remember the judges saying that it tasted like sunshine and it looked and tasted like sunshine, so which was the greatest compliment. And I then won that challenge. So I think for me, that was one of my proudest and one of my favorite dishes to make. Yeah.
Amazing. Now, listen, since the show, you've done, of course, you know, the Asian theme dinner for the Design Week essay. What other culinary projects are you working on currently that you can share?
I'm currently doing what I call kitchen takeovers. So I go into a restaurant, and especially restaurants that I really love. So I did a kitchen takeover after my dinner for Design Week last year. I did a takeover this year with Beijing Opera, and I prepared alongside their menu. I extracted from their menu and I gave it a bit of a Debza twist to it, and we did a dinner. And I'm currently a private chef for a family of four, and that for me is something that is ongoing and something that I love.
Absolutely amazing. Listen, before I let you go, you know, as someone who's been in that MasterChef kitchen, what advice would you give to someone, you know, that's listening right now, who's thinking of entering season 6 of MasterChef South Africa?
One thing I would say, do not let it pass. I think we sometimes overthink things, and giving yourself time to complete the form, it's as easy as that. I think if you think you've got a passion for food, if you think you want to be in the world stage like MasterChef, just give it a try. Go ahead. Do not overthink it. It just takes you filling in a form, and that's it. You never know what happens. Don't overthink it. Just go ahead, sign those forms, submit that entry. I think the entries close on the 16th of October, if I'm not mistaken. So I think do not waste time. Go ahead and just fill in the forms. And you never know what happens. You might be the next winner.
There you heard it from Tavoga, of course. He was one of the contestants from last year's Season 5 MasterChef South Africa. So make sure that you enter before the 16th of October. And I could be chatting to you about your culinary journey here on Optikasi. Tavoga, thank you so much for your time and chatting to me about your journey. I wish you all the best. And who knows, maybe you come cook up a storm for us here in Central South Africa.
Yes. Invite me, I'm coming.
Op die kassie met Ashmund Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.